This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
So tell me about social media. Any growing threats associated with social media?
Yes, absolutely. Social media, there's a couple ways too. From a we can kind of go to one side to the other. So from a terrorism standpoint, it is absolutely being used to spread propaganda and recruit by groups like ISIS, Al-Shabaab. There are even terrorist groups like Lashkar-e-Taiba. They were the ones who committed the Mumbai massacre in India. That actually have created their own apps and social media apps so that their operatives can communicate. So on the one hand, you have that being used. And the analogy I use, it's like Alfred Nobel. A lot of people remember him from the Nobel Peace Prizes, but what they don't remember is Alfred Nobel was the inventor of dynamite. And he changed what he was doing. The reason he created Nobel Awards is when his brother died, the paper inadvertently put his obituary in, not his brother's, and he was called basically the merchant of death. He said, "I don't want to be, you know, thought of that way." So he changed what he did. So social media is the same thing. It has a lot of good it can do, but that's a bad thing. But on the threat side, we're seeing a lot more attacks happening, a lot more injection of malicious code and software, because if you and I have been friends for a while, Derek, and we're on social media, and this actually happened a while back, a friend of mine that was on the state patrol with me, I get this friend request that says, "Hey, Morgan, you know, please accept me." I'm going, "Wait a minute, we're already friends." So I played it out. I clicked on it to see what it was. The minute I did, I get this private message saying, "Hey, have you heard about this new $250,000 account from the UN? No, you're kidding." So I go back and forth till I get to the point, and the payoff is, "Click this link and claim your money." Well, then, of course, that leads you to someplace you shouldn't. So, but I'll tell you, the reason social media is so effective, and you'll see the use of it ramp up, because it exploits a trust relationship between the people that are communicating. If I think that's you, and it's not really you, but I think it's you, then I trust you, I'll give you information. Or if your account legitimately is hijacked, and it really is you, but being done by a bad actor, I'll take actions that I normally wouldn't. So social media, you've really got to be careful. And I'll give you, here's a quick tip for Facebook. If anybody says, "Hey, look at this video," and you do, I've done the same thing. Who doesn't enjoy a funny cat video on a Friday, you know? But if it says you have to install software to view the video, run away from it, delete it. You don't have to install any software to view any video on Facebook.
That's good.
So there's a freebie.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.
Derek Champagne here, inviting you to join my new free webinar on the 5 crisis points in marketing. This value-packed webinar will help you become a better marketer. Spaces are limited, so reserve your spot now at marketingstrategywebinar.net. Gain an edge by managing the common pitfalls and ensure you are getting optimal results from your marketing campaigns. That is marketingstrategywebinar.net.